we are about to enter the great transformer called the heart chakra. And from there, we move on up into the throat center and then into the upper room, which things are going to be happening for all of us. So it's the same thing we did earlier, same process. Your attention will be in one of the centers. I'll tell you where to focus, and you just hang out there and look with curiosity into uncertainty to see what emerges, and you just kind of flow with it like a waking dream. And remember to have self-compassion with no self-indulgence. And the heart center is really an extraordinary center. All of them are, but the heart center is where there's a lot of stuff for a lot of us, because it gets confusing in that one way to talk about this is the way the ancient Greeks looked at it. They had three words for love, at least. Agape, meaning divine love. Eros, the love that is erotic and sensual. And philios, the love for another. And it was understood that all three types of love were sacred. There were no divisions between the sacred love of the divine and the sacred erotic sensual love. They were seen as expressions, different expressions of the fundamental energy, and we've kind of lost that in our Judeo-Christian culture. So what happens when the heart center gets activated is that at the center point of the heart is agape, or bhakti, if you want to be Hindu about it, or bodhicitta, if you want to be Tibetan Buddhist about it. And there's all this dogma around what it means to make contact with divine love. The sacred cow over there is often sitting right in front of the center point of